AircheckDownloads.com.
These are the ones, the top 10 hits all over the U.S. And thank you, Metro FM in Newcastle, England, for blaring out the weekly top 40 this weekend. Also, 94 FM in Ontario. And
attention all men, be the father of Cindy Lauper's child.
Yes, Cindy wants a baby, and she wants to raise the child all by herself with no husband in the way. Can you imagine the nightmare? Cindy's got one at number 10, and she's lusting for some guy at the end of that big ribbon of highway. I drove all night just to make love to you. Cindy Lauper is up two more to number 10 on the weekly top 40 countdown. Non-stop hits. This is Rick Dees at number 9 with Martika. She's Marta Marrero, and now shortened to Martika for record labels. And she's from Hacienda Heights, California, very close to the Puente Hills Mall. Up six more. Number 9 for the 20-year-old Southern Californian. That's Toy Soldiers. And this is number 8. Also, this happens to be the number 1 dance hit this weekend. Donna Summer knows that feeling. This time, I know it's for real. How do you know it's real love? Donna Summer says she knows this time it's for real. In fact, Deborah and Michael, last year this time, knew it was for real so much they wanted the whole world to know. So they left Newhall, California, and decided to tie the knot at Magic Mountain, the theme park. But the difference is they did it on one of the world's largest roller coasters, Colossus. We had our weekly top 40 microphones there. And listen to the roller coaster wedding of 1 year ago today.
I, Deborah, take you, Michael, to be my lawfully wedded husband.
And I, Michael, take thee, Deborah, to be my lawfully wedded wife until death do us part.
On this date, 42 years ago in 1947, the first reported sighting of a UFO occurred. Kenneth Arnold baffled authorities when he reported a flying saucer hovering over Mount Rainier, Washington. It is, however, purely coincidental that Ozzy Osbourne was born exactly to that day 9 months later in Mount Rainier, Washington. This is number 7, Madonna. Express yourself. You've got to show it. You've got to express yourself. Madonna back in the top 10, a very familiar place for Lady M, and she's up 4 to number 7. Simply Red, why are they called this? Let me show you. Open the door, bring in Mick Hucknall. He is our lead vocalist and superstar celebrity visitor this weekend.
Yeah. Woo-hoo.
Yay. How are you? All right. Can we call you Red?
Yeah, you can call me what you want.
They do call you Red, don't they?
Yeah, it's been a nickname since I was a child, you know, so it veers between Red and Mick. That's about it.
Well,
Red Mick. Mick Red.
Congratulations on a smash. Do you play any instruments yourself?
I play guitar to write with, but I don't play anything on stage. I'm too shy. And besides, a guitar player's too good. He'd show me up.
What is your live show like? Give us a kind of a...
Oh, yeah. Well, to the people who can't come.
Right.
It's lively.
You wear costumes and stuff?
Costumes? What, swimming costumes?
You wear, well, this that you have, these aren't real clothes you have on now, are they? Oh, they are? Oh, no. No, I'm kidding.
No, we don't swim on stage. It's just... just normal clothes.
Uh-huh. Who's your favorite performer?
James Brown.
James, he loves you in prison there, baby.
Well, I'm this dog, but back then, I want that, but the people say.
This is influenced by James Brown right here. Mick Hucknall, thank you so much for being here from Simply Red, going up the top 10 fast. If you don't know me by now, you will never, never know me.
Well, I'm this dog, but back then,
getting to be an unmistakable voice, Mick Hucknall, our Simply Red in-studio visitor this weekend. And if you don't know me by now. Soulful Man, influenced by James Brown, is up 4 more to number 6 this weekend. Let's have another shot at the weekly Top 40 Challenge here, all right?
All right.
If you like Dennis Quaid, or you like Jerry Lee Lewis, or you like great movie openings, if you love the South, then it's all wrapped up into a neat little package for you and a guest. We want to fly you to Memphis, Tennessee, and pamper you at the Peabody Hotel for 2 nights, one of the world-class hotels in all of the U.S. And, of course, we'll take you to Graceland, home of Elvis, Mud Island, the Ducks Restaurant. You just get steeped in the South. You'll be getting on that plane out of Memphis saying, fly me back home. I like this place. I love Shelby County. I love everything about it. Colonel Parker, give everybody a Cadillac. We want you to have fun. And you'll be invited to the big party premiere from Orion Pictures of Great Balls of Fire. How do you win all this? Simply identify this mystery motion picture from this scene.
Would you turn around, Mr. Sanger?
Excuse me.
Just turn around and face the back of the courtroom, please. Mr. Sanger, could you tell me what color my hair is?
Brown.
Does my hair look brown to you?
You asked me what color your hair was. I thought you wanted the real color.
You're very observant.
All right, now, what is the name of that movie? Of course, you know that Cher, but what is the name of the movie? If you know, put the answer down on a postcard and be sure to include your name as well as your address and your daytime telephone number. Mail it to me, if you would. Rick D's Weekly Top 40 Challenge, Box 196, Hollywood, California, 90078. That's 90078. All of the correct entries received by Friday are eligible. You can enter as often as you like. You have to be over 18 on this one. And the challenge is sponsored by Dee's Creations and Orion Pictures and American Airlines. Something special in the air. And some of the best pilots and a wonderful safety record, I might add. We've got the number one hit coming up and also some Dee's Sleaze on Milli Vanilli.
Rick Dee's, the weekly top 40.
Grooms, before your wedding day.
Rick!
Number 5.
How melodic.
Buffalo Stance, that's Nina Cherry, who's going to be here next week live on the Weekly Top 40. The number one dance song from last week is down 1 to number 5 this week. Let's keep it up. Milli Vanilli with Rob Pilatus, and he told our D's Sleaze Spies that his first love was when he was 13 and she was 24, and it worked out nice. Baby, don't forget my number. Milli Vanilli, up 2 more to number 4 on the Weekly Top 40. Baby, don't forget my number. Let's see what's going on all over the world right now. The number 1 song in the UK this weekend, Sealed with a Kiss by Jason Donovan. Number 1 in Japan, Come Home with Me, Baby, Dead or Alive. Number 1 in Australia, Eternal Flame by the Bangles. And number 1 in Canada this weekend, Forever Your Girl by Paula Abdul. Rick Dees and the number 1 hit here all over the U.S. right after this.
The Weekly Top 40.
Welcome to the world of the 21st century.
Weekly Top 40.
Can you feel it? This is officially the first weekend of summer, and we got some great music all over the place. 9 weeks of concerts going underway at the Aspen Music Festival. And this is number 3 from FYC. A good thing. Where have you gone? Fine Young Cannibals go up 4 more. Number 3 with a hot little CD. This is Rick Dees. Let's get into it. The second most popular song all over the U.S. I'll be loving you forever. New Kids on the Block. There they are. The first teen group to have a number 1 song since the Osmonds did it 18 years ago today. They had One Bad Apple back in 1971. Now the New Kids on the Block have dropped 1 from last week down to number 2. They're going to be on stage tonight at the Redwood Amphitheater in Santa Clara, California. And yes, Tiffany will be on stage with the New Kids, number 1. And it's a brand new number 1. Next.
Yahoo! The Weekly Top 40.
The Karate Kid is growing up.
Rick Dees, counting them down.
There are certain artists who have never made it to number 1 in their entire career. The Pointer Sisters, Eurythmics, Tina Turner, none have ever had a number 1 hit. According to Radio and Records magazine, for a while, this guy wondered, Will I ever make it to number one? I've been number two so many times, but finally, this weekend, a breakthrough. Number one, Richard Marx,
Satisfied.
Number one, ain't gonna stop until I'm satisfied. Richard Marx goes up one to finally land his first number one hit. He and his wife, Cynthia Rhodes, we found out from our D's Sleaze Spies, are walking to Michael's restaurant in Los Feliz, having the Caesar salad and celebrating being number one, because it doesn't happen very often. Congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Marx, and congratulations to you. You found the place for the hits. The Weekly Top 40, produced by Paul Joseph, written by Lon Whalen, Monty Adam, Danny Lemos, research from Leo Quinones Jr. What an engineer. Nick, what am I doing? Bestudo. Reggie Collins on the team with, of course, Pete Colburn, Madeline Mensch, Stephanie Harper, Linda Sanchez, Dennis Clark, Wally Clark, Bob Meyerowitz, and the whole DIR radio staff. They know how to get a show together. God bless you. Have a great first weekend of summer. You deserve it.
The Rick D's Weekly Top 40 has been brought to you in part by All Music Land and Sam Goody Stores.
The Weekly Top 40.
AirCheckDownloads.com.